USA Radio News with Lance Pryde.
The mayor of San Francisco appointed a new district attorney after the other one was impeached. Mayor London Breed on Thursday announced that Brooke Jenkins will be the next district attorney. The Bureau of Labor Statistics is reporting Friday that 372,000 jobs were added in June to American non-farm businesses. That number did beat expectations. The unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.6%. Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe died Friday after being shot while giving a campaign speech in Western Japan. The former Prime Minister quit politics in 2020 because of health issues. He was talking outside a train station in Nara when a lone gunman fired. He was apprehended moments later. Americans' confidence in newspapers and television has fallen to an all-time low, according to a 29-year Gallup survey. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Let's get an update on the 4th of July parade shooter.
We are learning more about the 21-year-old suspect in the Highland Park 4th of July parade shooting, who showed no emotions during his virtual court appearance. Highland Park Police Department Chief Lou Jogman.
There was quite a bit of pre-planning that went into it. He indiscriminately fired at the crowd of people and, struck people at random.
The Illinois State Police say the alleged gunman passed 4 background checks in 2020 and 2021, despite 2 encounters with police in 2019 involving threats of violence to himself and family members and a series of troubling social media posts. He's being held without bond, and more charges are expected to be filed against him in the coming weeks. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
If you have less faith in the American government at this time, you're not alone.
Americans confident in the government is seeing a sharp decline. According to a Monmouth University poll, just over 1 in 3 Americans are confident in the government. 36% of Americans describe the system of government as basically sound. That's down from 55% in 2020 and then 44% in 2021. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Texas state law enforcement officials are going to send illegal migrants apprehended in the state back to the southern border. Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott on Fox Business Thursday.
We're having deaths occur more frequently. In fact, an international organization labeled the Biden's border between the United States and Mexico the most deadly border in the entire world. And so what Texas is doing, we've taken unprecedented action to respond to this, including building a border wall, deploying the military, laying down military-grade razor wire, and now doing the unprecedented, and that is Texas law enforcement and National Guard, anybody they apprehend coming across the border illegally, they will be returning to the border.
President Biden awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom to 16 Americans on Thursday, including decorated Olympic gymnast Simone Biles. The late Senator John McCain and Apple co-founder Steve Jobs received the award posthumously. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.